certain stripes. I remember the trees coming down like an archangel choir.
Hello everyone, this is Anushka.
And this is Stuart, from my 3-week hiatus.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now we are talking over, I hope everyone can hear us, right? But we're talking over New York Herald Tribune. From the hit movie Breathless. I know we have some French New Wave fans out there. Who isn't a fan of French New Wave? I know I am. I think Agnes Varda is my favorite, though. I don't really like, God, what's his name? The guy that did Breathless. Everyone hates him. Yeah, good. Yeah. He doesn't even hold a candle. We're talking over another song now. The song has switched already. Let's let this one play. No? You want to talk?
No, let this one play, please, by the wonderful Beyrouz.
صار لي شي 100 سنة عم ألف عناوين مش معروف لمين ودينو الأخبار بكرة أنا بدي الزمن
Hey everyone, we actually have a caller who called in and we are going to ask them a question. Leonie, you're on the air. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'm so honored to be on air. I'm a huge fan of Thus Anushka Spoke featuring Stuart.
That means so much. It's actually called Thus Spoke Anushka and Stuart now, but we appreciate your appreciation.
Yeah, I guess I was just, you know, always an original fan, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to accustom to change, but I love the changes that you guys make.
That's true, yeah.
Leonie, we have a question for you.
Yes.
What song do you want to hear tonight?
No, wait, we didn't. Do you really want to ask that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You didn't agree? Okay. I have a little song that I think y'all should listen to. I think you guys should listen to Pista by Los Bichos. They're a really cool band, Uruguayan, but also English. They got some, like, psychedelia.
Who's the artist again?
Los Bichos. So LOS space BIPCHOS.
Okay, lovely. Oh. We're going to listen to it. We're going to vet it. And we might play it after this next song.
The link is about to die.
Okay. And then Stuart had a question that he wanted to ask you as well.
Yeah, what flower are you today? What flower are you, like today, what flower are you? What's your flower? What flower are you today?
What flower I am today? I think I'm, like, an iris, I guess, because, you know, they're just standing tall against the wall, against the gate in my grandmother's garden, and I feel like that's the kind of energy that I feel today, you know, just standing around,
standing
being
tall,
that type of flower.
Yeah, that's a lovely visual. Thank you for sharing.
It's a great day.
Very springtime-esque.
Yeah, so excited for spring. Thank you for letting me call in.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for calling.
Next, you're going to hear Like Someone in Love by Bjork.
Lately, I find my
Everyone, back again. We have another caller. Ian, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hello,
everyone.
Thank you for listening in tonight.
Yeah, thank you for answering the phone.
Oh, of
thank
course.
Thank you for knowing how to answer the phone.
We're only required, you know?
Only Stuart knows. So, Stuart.
Yeah, last time I tried to call in to a radio show, I had to call three times, and then they finally picked up because they couldn't figure it out. I don't feel comfortable sharing.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid that they will get their radio show revoked.
Hey, don't worry too much about it. I feel like they don't do quality control. Like, they don't really, like, really...
Yeah.
Like, we've done some things on this show that... downright sinful, you know?
It's true. That's why Vinay is not allowed back in here.
So Stuart has a question for you. Vinay's listening right now. Yeah. Totally, too.
Vinay is blacklisted from the MFO, in all honesty. Yeah, I've got a question. Ian, what flower are you today? What flower have you been? What... Anushka, good. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What flower are you?
Oh. Today I've been feeling like a, I don't know, like a white lily.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Like, very, I don't know, kind of regal.
Mm-hmm. Regal.
I don't know.
That's a good answer.
Ian, I have another question for you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a radio show?
I'm so glad you asked, because my first radio show is tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. called Doopie Time, and you should tune in
Tomorrow, 2 a.m. So, like, Friday, 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yep. I forgot to let Leonie plug their show, but... Leoni also has a radio show called Cowboy Cat. Everyone should listen to that. Anyway, we should probably play our next song. We kind of have a full list today. But thank you so much for calling in, Ian. Have a lovely night.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, thank you're going to hear Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla.
Thank you.
So, for long-time listeners of the show, you might have noticed that Stuart hasn't been around for 3 weeks. So I just wanted to ask, Stuart, what have you been so busy with these days for the past 3 weeks?
Righteous question. I've been, you know, I was stuck.
Where? Metaphysically stuck, or
Medford. I was stuck in Medford. In all frankness, guys, I got COVID.
For 3 weeks?
No, this was like last year. So, for all of the long-term listeners of the show, some of you might have noticed that it's really just been me for the past couple weeks, although I had Maddie Wilson in here last week. So I'm sure that plenty of our listeners are wondering,
where has
Anushka been? This for a show that's formally called Thus Spoke Anushka. You know, there's sure not a lot of speaking on the part of Anushka going on around here.
I think a lot of people would say that I do too much talking on the show.
Maybe for the past 3 weeks. Wait, no.
I don't really follow this bit. I'm gonna play the next song.
The people in the street had overtaken you. By the time you rounded Second Avenue, so I walked
recuerdo Amanda, la calle mojada, corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel. La sonrisa ancha, la lluvia en el pelo, no importaba nada, ibas a encontrarte con él, con él, con él, con él, con él. Son 5 minutos, la vida es eterna en 5 minutos. Suena la sirena de vuelta al trabajo y tú caminando lo iluminas todo, los 5 minutos te hacen florecer. Te recuerdo Amanda, la calle mojada, corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel. La sonrisa ancha, la lluvia en el pelo, no importaba nada, ibas a encontrarte con él, con él, con él, con él, con él, que partió a la sierra, que nunca hizo daño, que partió a la sierra y en 5 minutos quedó destrozado. Suena la sirena de vuelta al trabajo, muchos no volvieron, tampoco Manuel. Te recuerdo Amanda, la calle mojada, corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel.
I guess the question on everyone's mind right now is, Stuart, what kind of flower do you feel like today?
Gardenia.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have anything to ask me?
What flower are you today?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it. Guess I feel like a...
peony?
I love peonies, yeah. I guess I feel like a... No, I feel like a little daisy about to be harvested and used in some chamomile tea.
For thinking PSA. Some numbers for thinking. Time to quit the funny voice. The US has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Surprised? Then wake up. Look around.
Well, listen, you know, I actually read that one when I had to do a show alone, and in wake of recent events in Russia, I did make a joke that we're going to be happy that we spent so much on military soon.
Are we?
I don't know.
If anything, it puts a target on our back and makes something that's happening on the other side of the globe directly affect us.
Well, you know, even countries that don't, you know, participate in nuclear proliferation are going to be, you know, affected by a nuclear attack, you know?
That's true.
Fallout goes everywhere. Have y'all ever seen that? You ever seen the video game, I think it is? That's what the world's going to be like. Fallout. Wait. Is that not?
Oh. I thought you were talking about, I've seen like this video that simulates what
that's a video
nuclear
game.
Fallout would look like.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it shows like every nuke that would probably be sent and like where. And it's, I watched that first semester freshman year in my anthropology class. Mm. That's why I don't major in anthropology.
Well,
that's a bummer.
You know, many people might not know this, but like Stuart, I had a brief IR stint in high school, and I wrote like a 30-page paper about nuclear proliferation. So if anyone wants to read that, I'll send it to you.
What's the consensus?
It's so bad, you guys. But we gotta do it.
Is it likely to happen? Nuclear proliferation?
Oh, no. I mean, it's happening right now. Proliferation?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, like, making nuclear weapons.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
The best thing is that we didn't have any, and we don't have any. But, like, even if we all sign a treaty and say, we're not going to make nuclear weapons, it's not going to work. The UN tried that, trust me. If it was going to work, it would. What is your stance on nuclear weapons, Stuart?
On nuclear weapons? Well, I'm a history major, so I say time will tell. And I'll have an answer for you in about 1,000 years.
The world will be barren by then. Nuclear fallout. Only mutants will survive.
Yeah, I mean, I know we have the capacity to, like, nuke the entire Earth's surface, like, hundreds of times over, but, you know, if there were to be some kind of escalation to nuclear war, would that necessarily mean the destruction of the entire planet? Like,
well,
I don't understand why it doesn't necessarily... Let's hypothetically say that two very big powers, maybe historically two poles of the Cold War, mm-hmm. were to engage nuclear war with each other. Why does that necessarily mean that, like, Australia goes?
Well, you know, if the U.S. sends Russia a bomb, it's not like Russia's going to be like, ah, you got me. You win.
So Russia's instead going to be like, hey, Aussies.
It's just things will escalate, you know what I mean? Like, people have... these different countries have allies that will participate, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
fair. I guess Australia was a bad example for that reason.
Maybe, like, the penguins in Antarctica will be fine, but nobody was really bothering them anyway. Except Russia might try to colonize them soon. Yeah.
Too soon?
Thank you.
透き通る羽と乾いたかかと伸びたままの髪で手繰り寄せるそうまとみごもりま
Tu sais, je n'ai jamais été aussi heureux que ce matin-là. Nous marchions sur une plage, un peu comme celle-ci. C'était l'automne. Un automne où il faisait beau. Une saison qui n'existe que dans le nord de l'Amérique. Là-bas, on l'appelle l'été indien. Mais c'était tout simplement le nôtre. Avec ta robe longue, tu ressemblais à une aquarelle de Marie Laurencin. Et je me souviens très bien de ce que je t'ai dit ce matin-là. Il y a un an, il y a un siècle, il y a une éternité. On ira où tu voudras, quand tu voudras. Et l'on s'aimera encore lorsque l'amour sera mort. Toute la vie sera pareil à ce matin, aux couleurs de l'été indien. Aujourd'hui, je suis très loin de ce matin d'automne, mais c'est comme si j'y étais. Je pense à toi. Où es-tu? Que fais-tu? Est-ce que j'existe encore pour toi? Je regarde cette vague qui n'atteindra jamais la dune. Tu vois, comme elle, je reviens en arrière. Comme elle, je me couche sur le sable et je me souviens. Je me souviens des marées hautes, du soleil et du bonheur qui passaient sur la mer. Il y a une éternité, un siècle, il y a un an. On ira où tu voudras, quand tu voudras. Et l'on s'aimera encore lorsque l'amour sera mort. Toute la vie sera pareille à ce matin, aux couleurs de l'été indien. Bye.
lorsque l'amour sera mort.
Sadly, it's that time of the night. Oh. This is Anushka.
This is Stuart.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight.
What a fun show,
for
see?
For my great return.
Isn't it fun when Stuart's on? Yay. Enjoy this last song and sleep tight. Have wonderful dreams, everyone.